This is all part of the Silicon Valley. Let's cooperate with Moloch and bring about an end to humanity. Or at least if we can't bring about an end to it, let's subjugate it so that we are the masters of it. James Bond villains, yes, you can find them in the Amazon, in Silicon Valley. So this Brad Jackson character writes this about the new Disney Plus. Now, again, this is on TheFederalist.com. These are allegedly conservative writing for this outfit. Subheadline. This is about Disney Plus. Get your kids addicted now, just like you are. What a great, wonderful aspiration to have children so that we can get them addicted to Moloch-friendly, end of the family, Disney. What could possibly go wrong? When Disney bought Lucasfilm, this is the kind of story that was this Mandalorian. Is the kind of story that was perfect for them to explore over many hours on the small screen. It has also been the primary hook for getting to people to spend $6.99 per month to get yet another streaming service. And then he writes, let's be clear. Disney Plus is essential for parents. I'd be surprised if they don't start offering it in the delivery room as soon as you have a kid. Here's your bouncing baby boy and an offer for all the Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars content he'll want to watch for just $6.99 a month. Sign here. You know it's not as crazy as it sounds, says Mr. Jackson. It's also essential for adults, though, who love Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, The Simpsons, and all those Disney movies and shows you grew up watching. Disney's challenge will be keeping everyone interested in the service after the shiny newness wears off. But by dripping out new shows and exclusive movies, they hope to do just that. Netflix is the rancor of streaming, the big beast that has ruled its domain for a long time. Well, it can't have ruled it for a long time because streaming has only been around for a decade. There was no streaming 20 years ago. Didn't exist. I mean, you could stream some things, but a streaming service did not exist. So this side, that's the other part about it. It's inevitable. No, it's not inevitable. Do you know that in 1999, when there were the who's going to make it in the new millennia, it was said that Yahoo had conquered the search engine wars. Did you know that? And that Yahoo would be ruling the roost of the search engine wars. So it was over. Fast forward 15 years later, because you don't even have to go back then. Hell, fast forward 10 years later to 2010. Who's ruling the search engine wars? It's not even a race any longer. Google. 80 to 85% of all search engine traffic is going through Google. This is like saying that 85% of what people say, what they view, what they're allowed to view, what they share, et cetera, in a digital media world, if you will, is controlled by one corporation. Does that sound like a good idea? Doesn't sound like a very good idea to me. Including Disney properties, those Disney and Pixar movies, Star Wars films, and Marvel shows are all gone now. Their home is Disney Plus. Disney's plan is to hook you. He keeps using the proper words, though. Get your kids addicted to it. The plan is to hook you. The plan is to draw you in. Then you become a useful idiot. One of Moloch's useful idiots for the 100-year-long plan to ruin the family. How do you do that? By making it so that few people outside a very conservative, Christian, Catholic circles can even identify what a family is. And then he concludes, if all the content is as good as The Mandalorian, then Netflix needs to watch out because Disney may be an awful lot like that slamming gate and Jabba's palace. So get your kids addicted. This is essential stuff. You have to have it. Mrs. O'Connell was telling me that her friends on Facebook are positively yoga, very tight yoga pant wearing, orgasmic over the release of Disney Plus. Now talking about making their kids go to bed early after they watch Disney Plus so they can binge out on Disney Plus. Where did we become these creatures that must, in order to be justified, must consume ever larger quantities of digital media? I mean, some of this stuff is just, if they were to put this in a sci-fi horror movie, a dystopian sci-fi horror movie 40 years ago, it'd be number one. People would be going, oh, it's horrifying, it's terrifying. Everybody has these devices in the palm of their hand. (clears throat) 844-527-8723 is our call in line telephone number. Now, chat room is open. There's some lively characters in there. You should go check it out. That's me. I'm talking to you. Crusade. You know, we got one guy yesterday. We guilt tripped him in there. Said he'd been resisting for 6 months to check into the forum. It's easy to do. They'll be gentle on you. They'll even introduce themselves to you. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. You know, we were going to, when we get a little increase in labor around here and are able to actually implement some of the things that we wanted to do, we were going to have a daily special that you could only get, a daily store special that you could only get in the Founders Trading Post. You had to get the coupon code in the chat room. Couldn't get it anywhere else. It's one of the ways we're going to be like Disney. We're going to lure you in and get you addicted.